This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This was Nick Sirianni's song. It might have to be Toppers. Maybe he comes out to it tonight. Because a lot of people out there, including Hugh Douglas, don't want to give the guy credit. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas.
I mean, no, he's getting doing his job. He's doing a hell of a job. Don't get me wrong.
See, now we're getting somewhere. He's doing a hell of a job.
But he gets no extra credit. Like, you want me to go out there and be like, oh, Topper, what a great job. No, man, finish this thing out. Because he's been here before.
You know, but okay, he has. But Rob Thompson could do a good job, and they still don't win the World Series. Affects so much.
But this is how I look at it. And you might not look at it this way. But he came in and changed the culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got him to the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't gotten him back since then, right?
Mm-mm.
So he's like all the paths that we've gone down, he's been down there before.
Sure.
Kind of like the manager with the Dodgers and how long he's been there. Because I was trying to draw the parallels a couple weeks ago, and he's had a lot more failure. But I think you said he broke through in his like fifth season or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where Topper is to me. Topper's in the same spot, and they believe in him. That's why, you know, if anything, you look at this the way that they didn't do anything in the offseason and say they believed in Topper and they're like, hey, now go out there and get a job. So they've lit a fire under him to make him manage better
in this situation. And I think he's lit a fire under them. Let's hear Rob Thompson. He was on ESPN recently talking about the approach with Trey Turner and the lineup here.
They're all in. You know, I'm sure that, Schwarb likes to lead off. That's what he prefers, and Harp prefers to hit third. But at the end of the day, they said, you know, we'll do whatever we think is the best thing for the club, and because they're good teammates and they're very selfless in what they do.
I think it makes a big difference what he's done here. And I was against some of it. I just wanted to leave it alone, let Schwarber hit leadoff. But Schwarber has taken to the middle of the order. And I think the Trey Turner thing has been massive. Because Trey Turner's first couple years here, we saw there was a lot of swing and miss. The at-bats stunk. I felt from the opening day this year, Trey's given them mostly good at-bats. Like, he's not perfect, and he's maybe not what we wanted him to be when he signed here. But I haven't been upset at his offense this year. I like the at-bats. I like that he's getting on base and getting hits. And apparently this is because of a conversation with Rob Thompson. Here's Topper talking about Trey and what he asked him to do this year.
You got a guy like Trey going like he's got 20 hits in his last 12 games. 18 of them are singles. Do you sit there and go, good enough, don't change a thing that you're doing, or the fact that there's not as much slug there, is like, we still can get some of that too.
At the start of the season, Trey and I had a talk, and I said, I don't care about homers. We got plenty of guys to do that. I want you to get on base. 380 is the goal. I want you to steal base. I want you to get 40. I want you to score 100 runs. If he does that, I don't care about anything else.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? Hugh, it's a little bit.
I want to hear you going to say it.
A little parallel between that and Sirianni saying, Jalen, if you don't turn the football over, we're going to win.
You know what
I don't need 40 touchdown passes. I need you not to throw interceptions.
You know what I thought you were about to say?
What's that?
Is the come to Jesus conversation that Brandon and Howie had. That's what it kind of sounded like to me. I thought that's what you were going.
Was a little more dire. Like, Trey wasn't going anywhere.
It wasn't. The reason why I drew that parallel is because of the way I think the conversation went. Now, Trey went to the All-Star last year, but he didn't have the kind of season that he's having now.
Mm-mm.
I feel like with the conversation being had about moving you off your spot and moving you to the outfield and moving somebody else to shortstop, I think that there was probably a little bit of that conversation in there too. And that's why he told him, listen, I just need you to be the guy that we signed.
Just get on base,
man. Be closer to that guy. And he had to receive that because it was probably one of those conversations where he was saying, hey, man, you know, people are talking about moving you from shortstop. I know you want to go to the Hall of Fame as a shortstop, but hell, if you don't do this, that, and the third, then there's going to be a come to Jesus moment that's going to be had.
Yeah. I mean, look, who knows how hard the conversation was? All I know is this. Last year, Jalen Hurts had to accept that the less he threw, the more they won. And with that Trey Turner conversation that Topper said there, he basically told him, I don't need you to be the star. I don't need you to hit home runs. I don't need you to drive the offense. Get singles, get on base, don't strike out, and we're going to win. And that is exactly what has happened so far. And I don't know, does that happen without Topper? I don't think it does. And I don't think Trey Turner was going to just magically wake up this year and say, you know what?
Well, I think
I'm going to swing for home runs less, strike out less, and get more singles.
I think Topper's a good manager. Let me say that first. But I think that at some point, you have to buy into what he's selling. I don't think that was always the case last year.
I agree, and that's why Topper's done a good job this year.
And I think that's, but I think it was more so not because, oh, Top, I feel you. I want to just help you out. I think it was more because, look here, dog. It was more of a look here, dog conversation. Mm-hmm. And what that meant was like, you're not doing what you were built to do. And you see what they're doing to me. So if you don't do your job, somebody else is going to get in here and things are going to change.
Well, I agree.
Could have been a little bit of that.
I agree, but couldn't that also have been the Jalen Sirianni conversation last year? I mean, if Jalen kept turning the football over, the Eagles would have drafted a quarterback.
Well, it was – I think it's a little bit different because it speaks to Jalen's adaptability. And I think Jalen has been accustomed throughout his career to adapt. Now, I'm going back to when he was in college and he lost his job because that was probably at that time the most tumultuous time that Jalen has ever faced in his young career at mm-hmm. that point.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was talk that Jalen was about to leave Alabama. Like, that was the big conversation that was had the week before when he got benched. Like, his dad was upset, Jalen was upset, and a friend of mine that was plugged into college football at the time talked about Jalen leaving. Jalen stayed the course. And fortunate enough for him, he got another opportunity to, you know, to be the starter again. Then he went to Oklahoma. But I think that speaks to Jalen's character more than it does anybody else that we're talking about in this situation.
It does. And like that all wasn't all Sirianni. Jalen mm-hmm. had to buy in and his all that and be a leader and all those kind of things. I'm just saying we give Nick credit for that. And like that was like the turning point of the season last year was changing the offense at the bye week. You can make a case the turning point for the Phillies offense is Topper telling Trey, hey, I need you to be a different kind of player.
I think the Sirianni conversation is more about getting someone like A.J. Brown to buy in than it was Jalen.
Yeah, and that goes to the Schwarber. The lineup's shifting every day. These guys were very comfortable. I think Devin said it to us, right? Like, last year, Topper, the knock on him was refuse to change. Just mm-hmm. roll the same thing out there. He's managed with a sense of urgency. When did he move Stott to the leadoff spot? Like, in the second week of the season, third week of the season? This is the most urgency I've seen him manage with since he got here. Good. That means he's doing a good job. Some of us around here are willing to see that.
Mm.
Some of us, not really.
Mm. I mean, he's doing a good job, though. But I'm not about to give him no extra credit.
It doesn't hurt, you know.
You don't run out of credit.
You just give it out as much as you want.
Extra credit.
There's no limit. You can give out more tomorrow, today.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Maybe not like extra, but credit. more than he's getting.
Yes.
Don't you feel like when the Phillies are doing well,
how long has Topper been a manager?
Well, hold on.
Three seasons.
Because what do we do
when this is his fourth season?
What do we do when the Phillies are stinking? It's
crushing.
Should we fire Topper?
Yep.
It's this and that. Like, and then when they're doing well, it's only wow Wheeler, wow Lizardo, wow Bryce Harper, wow Kyle Schwarber. Never Topper.
I mean, I know there are some parallels there, but when did Snicker break through and they finally win the World Series? It was about
21.
Four seasons.
2021.
Yeah, as the manager.
I guess.
Me on the clock.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But what does that have to do with how he's doing now?
Because he's been consistently trending in this direction, so he's on the clock.
Don't you feel like Topper's the one sort of left out of everyone's praise these last few weeks?
I give Topper praise. I just don't give him as much as y'all want to give him. It's hard, but it's fair. This life is not fair. This life is not for everyone.
You're making it sound like 34 and 20 is like just turnkey. This is not a turnkey 34 and 20
again,
team.
He's been here before.
Not with this time, group. Hey, not hey, with Top, a bullpen this Top. Bad.
I know if you're listening, Top.
He's love disappointed
you.
In you.
Love you. It's time.
This he
time.
Knows it. This is why you didn't take the pledge.
I did take the pledge.
No, because you keep talking about October.
You know what I find ironic
I'm going to bleep people when they talk about October. It's May. We got to get to October.
I find it ironic that I'm talking like I'm talking, and I ain't even win one at this level. Championship at this level, but I know
that's
what it
been pointed out a lot today. Yeah. By the way,
they're cooking you on YouTube.
But you know what I can say about those YouTube people? I might not have won a championship, but I was closer than any of you people were.
Well, maybe hold on. Maybe
that
there's
not that dog ain't gonna hunt.
Maybe there's a champion in our YouTube channel.
Ain't nobody. Ain't no champion in that YouTube.
You don't
channel.
Know that. Let's go to Kashmir in the Poconos. He's a champ. What's up, Kashmir?
Picking a fight with them.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, man. So, Joe, Hugh, first, I got, Hugh, come on, man. I mean, I love you, man, but you got to give Topper some credit, bro.
Unbelievable,
isn't it?
How am I not giving him credit by saying he's doing a good job? I just not over the top patting him on his back, talking about, hey, man, way to go, when I know there's still a whole lot more race to be ran. That's all I'm doing.
I understand. You make a good point. However, I got to go with what Joe says. And when Joe says, listen, this team's on 102-win pace. This is not a 102-win roster, okay? Mm-mm. It's not. The Dodgers are a 102-104-win roster. They're going to win 102-104 games. I don't care what the record is right now. They're going to win that many games because they have the type of roster to do so. This Phillies team does not have that roster. This team, and listen, I really don't necessarily disagree with that one caller who said the Phillies stink. They necessarily, honestly, Joe, even in 2018, remember the 2018 Phillies? That team was 16 games over 500 in mid-August.
Yeah, and they stunk. That actually roster,
that
stunk.
They stunk. Yeah. Yep. They stunk. This Phillies team, they don't stink. This roster is not that bad. But there's a lot of flaws with this team that Rob Thompson is covering up right now with his managing. There was a lot of flaws. I mean, I can't even go through them all. There's so many flaws. The age of the team. No one brings up the age and the attrition.
Joe brings it up every day.
Yeah, you bring it up, Joe. Thank you, God. Thank you, Joe, for bringing up the age.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
We need more thank you, Joes around here. We don't get those. We get screw you, Joes. We don't get the thank yous.
And this team has had flaws for the last three seasons.
I would say this is the most flawed team.
Yeah, but it's always
since in the last 3 years. Yeah.
Obviously, we all know how bad the bullpen is. The bullpen is my goodness gracious. And again, that's bad. But also the sloppy defense. Anyone bring up the sloppy defense here on this show? Does anybody bring up this team's bad defense? Listen, yeah, I love Trey Turner the way he's hitting right now. He's finally playing like the $300 million player that we kind of expected him to be, at least offensively. But defensively, my goodness gracious, as good as he is offensively, he's just as bad, if not worse, defensively. And you guys want to bring in Rhys Hoskins? Oh, God.
I just want another bat, Kashmir. That bad. Plus, could you imagine the reaction, though? But Kashmir, imagine the reaction. First home run by Rhys back at Citizens Bank Park.
It would be great. It would be great, yes. Yeah, but imagine the ninth inning he's out there at first base. You feeling comfortable?
No, I'm not, I don't feel comfortable. But this defense stinks anyway. I mean, I'm just making it worse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean, we're playing a platoon at second base. We're playing a platoon in left field. We're playing a platoon in center field. It's like all these, we don't have a real center fielder. We don't have a real left fielder. We don't have a real second baseman. Like, I'm sorry. I just don't think this team is that good.
Some of the same things that we had in the last couple of years, so that's why I'm kind of like.
So maybe he's a great manager then. Maybe he's dragging his team along.
And that might be the case. That's why I can't give him any more props, because he's been through this before.
Yeah.
Some of these same conversations that we're having, Kazmir.
Last year's roster was much better. They had a much better bullpen. They weren't.
But it was still flawed, though. Because I remember, if I'm not mistaken, Kazmir.
But this year's team is much more flawed than last year's team.
If I got your peg wrong, please forgive me. Weren't we complaining about the bullpen last year?
No, the bullpen was great last year.
Not really. No, the bullpen was great last year.
No, they blew up in the playoffs. But for the regular season, they were dominant.
Okay, I give you that. Okay.
But all right. Let me give you an example in terms of bullpens. You want to do a parallel of baseball to football. When you have a bad bullpen, that's like the equivalent of having a bad offensive line in the NFL and having no pass rush. Trust me, I'm a Falcons fan. I know. Okay,
I know the idea
of not having a pass rush, and watching the Phillies of not having a good bullpen. I get parallels every day. I see it. Okay, so like the Eagles can close games out because they had a great pass rush and they had a great offensive line that can run the football, no problem. Okay, this Phillies team does not have a good bullpen. They should have lost Saturday night's game. They should have lost that game. I mean, by the grace of God, they won that game, but they should have lost that game. And they probably could have lost and should have lost on Friday, too. That's why you play these tomato cans, great. You're beating up on the tomato cans. But now we're probably playing the Braves. Now, let me ask you guys a question, Joel, and then I'll get to the Eagles real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you guys a question. It's a 3-2 game, 4-3 game, ninth inning. Acuna, Riley, and Olsen is up. And you want to put in Jordan Romano up there in the ninth inning?
No.
I'm not feeling good about it.
The wild part about Romano is because he did throw the ball well for about 3 or 4 weeks, and then he had a tough night on Friday. I looked up after Friday, and his ERA is still 8. Like, even though he's had some good moments, right, he had a good streak, he's pitching to an 8 ERA this season. 8!
Yeah, an 8 ERA. You know, now real quick with the Eagles, I'm sorry. The Eagles are not a top five team of all time. Do I think they're top 10? I'll give them top 10 based on how great that defense was and how great that running game was and how good A.J. Brown was in that offensive line. But I'm sorry, they're not top five. I mean, people are forgetting the 94 Niners. People are forgetting the 1998 Broncos. People are forgetting the 2007 Patriots. Now, I know they lost in the Super Bowl, but it took a David Tyree miracle catch off his helmet for them to win that game, even with them sacking Tom Brady 6 times.
Yeah, it's a big claim by Saquon. And Kazmir, we appreciate you. Maybe you're right. Maybe he's saying it because he's almost pumping up the season he had.
No, it's totally his season. Saquon Barkley, because I was talking to Ike about this like a while ago, long, long time ago. We tend to forget that he had pretty good seasons, two good seasons with the Giants before he was hurt, like 2,000 yards.
Yeah.
He had some pretty good seasons.
Yeah, his rookie year was incredible. Yep.
Yeah, but since then he's been an accessory on a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been talked about and have the accolades that he has now. Saquon Barkley, for all intents and purposes, is in his rookie season now again with all the endorsements and stuff that he's done. In the year that he's had. So, yeah, that's why he's feeling the way that he's feeling.
But it's not about him. He's
but
just
it,
one
it,
part
it
kinda, of the team.
It is. It is.
Well, then he should have just said, I had one of the greatest seasons ever.
He's too humble to say that, Joe. Because let's be honest. When Saquon Barkley says that, who do you think he's talking about?
Well, no, he did say team.
Oh, but all right, he said team.
Let's hear him again. Saquon on the Exciting Mics podcast. Here's what he said. Here's what we reacted to. Him talking about this year's Eagles being one of the 5 greatest teams ever.
I firmly believe when you look at our team that we had last year, I think we're a top five team of all time. And I tell my boys this all the time. Like, if you really look at the season outside of the first four games, like, it was belt to ass. How dominant you guys were on defense and how dominant you were on offense and special team. Yeah. People don't realize how great of a team that actually was.
We were working together.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have training camp, but like, it's kind of different when it's just in game.
You're in the
like
of
how
the
your coach really is. Like, how's he calling the game? Like, getting used to that and kind of getting used to the guys you play with. But after the bye week,
I think we just all bought in.
We just bought in.
Yeah, I think we all just bought in. And like, you hear like the outside noise and expectation. Like, we didn't care how it looked. Only thing we cared about was winning football games. And when you have the talent, skill that we have in our team mixed with the coaches, we all play together like how we played. It, like, teams really stood no chance.
He talking about himself.
I don't know, man. He said a lot of wheeze in there.
He said wheeze, but he meant me. Ain't nothing wrong. And ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But you talk about the season that he had and what he meant to this team.
Yeah.
The best season that anybody could have. I sat here and told you. We sat here and we talked about the fact. The simple fact that we're talking about him in the same breath in one season as a potential Hall of Famer is bananas.
Well, think about it.
It never happened.
He had legitimate MVP buzz as a running back, and that doesn't happen anymore.
That has not – you talk about lightning in a bottle. Only thing he has to do
– lightning in a bottle.
Is roll his helmet out there next year. And if he gives you a – if he's a 1,000-yard running back, he's going to be in that conversation. If he's half the guy, he doesn't have to be –
well, one, hold on.
He could be half of the Saquon he was last year.
If he's half the Saquon, we're in trouble.
No, he could be half. Joe, the way I know what you're talking about because the teams we're playing against.
Well,
and
we
all
just
this
need
stuff.
Him to be great again.
No, he's gonna be really good. I can see 1,500 yards out of Saquon Barkley, or Saquon Broccoli, or whatever you want to call him.
Yeah, but you said 1,000 at first. He's only 1,000. We're in trouble.
I think 1,000 yards with this schedule. That's still impressive.
17 games, 1,000 yards?
I think that this offense is going to have to evolve a little bit. I don't think it's going to be as much Saquon heavy as it once was. There was a lot of people. I was listening to some pundits talk this weekend. I think it was Big Rue was talking about how when you look at this offense as a whole, and we're talking about the passing game as well, it underachieved greatly last year.
Well, that's
as far as what it should have been as far as the offensive weapons that you
had. That's part of why I don't think they're a top five team of all time.
So, yeah, it's one of those things where, that's going to have to be the case. So I still think that he's going to be a really, really good running back. Numbers might not reflect that, but I think that his contribution is going to be huge for this squad.
All right, let's hear from a guy who was on a Super Bowl champion team, Chris Harris, a corner on the Broncos team that won with Peyton Manning. Here's what he said reacting to Saquon.
Like you said, I think it's too early. This Eagles team was dominant in the playoffs, and they had a great game in the Super Bowl. You know, I don't think that was the best Chiefs team. I think the earlier two championship teams were the better teams. They were struggling a lot on the offensive line, and the Eagles' D-line took advantage of it. So, it's like you said, let's wait 10 to 15 years to see if this team is the top five team. I challenge them versus my Super Bowl 50 team. Right? I feel like we had a harder road to get to the Super Bowl going against Tom Brady, Big Ben Roethlisberger, and then Cam Newton. So, I want to wait and see what they look like in a couple years, but right now, it's a lot of top five teams, you know. You got the Dolphins that went undefeated. You got the Bears, 85 Bears. You still got the repeat Broncos team and even the early 90s Cowboys. So it's a lot of teams up there to challenge them. But, we'll see in about 10 or 15
How about when the Seahawks beat the Broncos?
All right, so a couple things for Chris Harris there.
He kind of cooked him at the end.
Yeah, he did. I agree with his latter point, which is we tend to lose count when we talk about top five. Like, there's six great teams. We're like, well, they're all top five teams. Well, it doesn't work that way. Five is five. But his point on he challenged this past Eagles team to his Broncos team, they had a shot fighter at quarterback. Peyton Manning couldn't throw the ball 10 yards that year. Now, it was pretty impressive they won, but I think last year's Eagles team would have beaten that Broncos team. They couldn't throw the ball.
You're talking about Peyton Manning?
The last year when he
he had a rubber arm. This defense was a lot better. The corners probably play a little bit different than they did because he had what, Khalib or whatever.
Aqib Talib, yes.
Aqib Talib, yeah.
Now they were great defense.
I was thinking about him and the issues that he had a couple years ago. I was wondering if he got got past those.
Oh, Aqib.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, he kind of.
There's issues you can't get past.
Yeah, I don't think he got past.
Unfortunately, I don't think he did. Yeah, I think the Eagles would beat that Chris Harris Broncos team. Look, Peyton was obviously a great player. That Peyton Manning was cooked. I mean, we got frustrated with this Eagles offense. That Broncos offense couldn't throw the football. That's a different level. 215-592-9494. Were last year's Eagles a top five team of all time? I don't see it. I know Saquon said it. Hugh thinks he said it because he's more wrapping himself up into it, which I get that. They weren't. They couldn't. Their offense was difficult to watch some weeks. It just was. They just couldn't until the
but
last.
But they found a way to win.
Well, they did. There's a lot of great teams out there. We got to parse the greatness.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. But they found a way to win. That's the one thing about this team that I don't think a lot of people can really wrap their mind around is that. It looked ugly at times,
yeah.
but they won.
Did we knock them that they weren't even the number one seed in their own conference?
How many great? You do. You probably.
Well,
do.
I mean, how many all-time great?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, you're right. When you talk about their road, it wasn't what you would expect the team to dominate in the Super Bowl the way that they did. You wouldn't expect it to be that way. You're right.
Yeah. Usually, it's the team with home field that dominates all year. Last year's Eagles were different in that from October on.
That's what makes Jalen winning to me. Even more unique in the way that he did it, the way that he took somewhat of a back seat, but then in the biggest moment, he came up huge.
Well, his best was the last two games, the title game and the Super Bowl. He was awesome. 215-592-9494. Does Topper deserve more credit for where the Phillies are at right now? I believe so. Kyle believes so. I think a lot of people do. Unfortunately, Hugh Douglas is not one of them. Mm-hmm. Plus, something else that the NFL could be implementing that makes me feel that they're coming after the Eagles. I mean, even more than last week with just the twist push. You got to hear this. Looks like the NFL is trying to take the Eagles and knock them down a peg even more. That's next. Your calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Baseball fans love the long ball, and FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you even more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season, because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers can get a home run prop boost. That means when you bet on moonshots, you can take your winnings to new heights. So whether it's a big blast or an oppo boppo, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to claim your Dinger Tuesday profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.